All right, so we'll say good evening. So we continue tonight a little bit in Simen Ches. So Simen Ches, as we just began to discuss last night, goes through the things that one is prohibited from doing prior to tefillah, prior to davening. So in Sif Beis, the kids writes, "Va'asalo le'achol lishtovs." One is not permitted to eat or drink prior to davening. Shne emar lo sochlu al adam. Literally, one should not eat over the blood. So remember, this actually is speaking about specifically the halacha is not to eat blood. So the way the halacha interprets it is lo sochlu kodem shetispala al dimchem. Do not go ahead and eat until you daven for your life. Meaning, when a person davens, literally, I'm davening for everything, from big things to small things, for everything in the middle. And so it's not appropriate that a person should sit down and eat or drink prior to davening. And again, the Kitzur has strong words for those who eat and drink before davening. He says, Shbaruch Hu says, it's as if they've thrown me behind their back. In other words, as if they put their own needs first and put God secondary. The kids write that even to drink coffee or tea with milk or with sugar is aser. However, we'll come back to that in just a moment. So he says, but if somebody's older, and by the way, whenever you see the halacha says older, older means any person with any type of health condition, that a person can't wait till the end of davening to go ahead and eat and drink. And he says, Biprat, Bishabasos, Yamim Tovim Shama Arichin Harbe. In some shuls, davening goes for a long time on Shabbos and Yantiv. So especially, again, and I never heard of such a thing, in those types of shuls. So again, certainly it's a long time to wait to eat or drink until after davening. Yoser Tov Lahatul is Baal Shachas Adeso, Benachas Yichal Shiochal Eza Dover. Ba'achar Kach Yeh Besak Neses, Vichavi Libma Tzibu Tzila Shachas, Vispala Achar Kach Yimam Musaf. So the Kitzur says something astounding. The Kitzur says that if a person needs to eat prior to davening, it's better for a person to daven the first part of davening at home, go ahead and make Kiddush, eat something at home, and then join the Tzibur in time for Shmona Esrei, for Shmona Esrei of Shacharis. That's how serious the prohibition to go ahead and eat and drink prior to davening is. And he goes on, he says, Veloshishta kafe emsuka kedom belo kabos oma chushayim tchila. Ach, letzorech refuah mutra lechol, velishtos kodem atvila, shem bozem ishim geirus. But obviously, if a person, as we said before, for medicinal purposes, medical purposes, needs tea, let's say a person needs a particular type of medication that they have to take first thing in the morning, and you have to take it with food or with drink, so that's refuah. Remember what the kids are saying is the issue of eating prior to davening is an issue of gaiva, is an issue of arrogance. Why is it arrogant? Because I'm placing my needs before the need to connect with God. So essentially, as long as the eating and drinking is not categorized as gaiva, as arrogance, one could technically do it before davening. So in Likutei Pisken Tshuvos he writes the following. So he picks up on this idea. The kitzur says literally, you can't drink tea, you can't drink coffee with sugar, oh, with milk, is Amnam Bizmanenu, in our times. Shenishtanu Hergeli Hachayim. This is an interesting phraseology. Hergeli Hachayim. People's pattern of living, right? In other words, personal constitutions have changed a lot. Hitirushti Askete Okafe Msukar Vechalab. Called matfila. Now that again, people, you know, their makeup is different. You know, essentially today, people are much more fastidious. Everybody's really together istinous. So therefore, again, we drink tea and we drink coffee prior to davening with sugar, with milk.
Caffeine addiction.
Is also a caffeine addiction. The aim was that. Wait. Listen to what he says. He says, "Ve'im bazem mishum gaiva." There's no gaiva. Now listen to this. All kidding aside, mipnei shakasha l'rov b'nei adam lehispalo biyishuv hadas. Because it's difficult for most people to be able to daven with kavana without drinking. And by the way, specifically, he's talking about also caffeine. It's not just the drink, because remember, there's no issue of drinking water prior to davening. He's not talking about that for most people to be able to daven with kavana, to have a little bit of caffeine is helpful. Amnam, yizar shal harbos fahem. But a person shouldn't drink too much, before davening. Ubipratna, here's the chab, shalo yishta ba'asifas mireim. A person shouldn't have like a coffee club prior to davening. So in other words, the idea is that a person could drink, but the drinking can turn into an opportunity for socialization. That's when ultimately the halacha says a bit too much. The yakbid lomar birchas haTorah, kriyashma kod lomachim. Person ideally should say birchas haTorah and even kriyashma beforehand. Now the kriyashma, by the way, is only an issue if one is concerned that zman kriyashma is approaching. If it's early enough, one need not say kriyashma. However, he says amnam mashkaos charifim umishakri. But other drinks. So we're talking about now coffee and tea. But other drinks, like he says, kigon, alcoholic beverages, kigon, yain, sraf, obira, like scotch or beer, v'domein aser behechlet kodim hatfila. One is not permitted to drink them during davening. And we know if one is drinking those before davening, there are other issues, right? that may have to be dealt with as well. But halacha l'maisa, again, under those circumstances. So again, therefore, you see, interestingly enough, how that, I'm sorry?
Chakras only?
This is chakras. Correct. So we'll discuss, you could drink. Good afternoon. So we'll discuss by, you're talking about by mincha and musaf. So we will see that when it comes to other tefillos, so there is definitely a concept of being careful with intoxicating beverages prior, when you've reached the zman of tefillah prior to davening. But again, the same halacha does, it's not an issue of gaiva. You see, before shacharis, it's a din of arrogance. I'm placing my knees before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the other tefillos of the day, it's not an issue of arrogance, it's a question of that if a person becomes inebriated, they may lose out on the opportunity to daven. So I will say, halacha l'maisa, as much as the kitzer goes out and says that one shouldn't drink tea or coffee before davening, you see how the halacha evolves? People have changed, and therefore, by definition, as long as it doesn't lead to socialization, ultimately, tea and coffee is permitted.
Where it said that you should, if you really have to, you should make kiddush, you should daven at home and then make kiddush. What point in davening triggers that kiddush? In other words, how far?
So the obligation of kiddush is really ideally after shacharis. After shacharis. Here he's saying over here that he's, because the balance over here is, you don't want to miss tefillah b'tzibur. So in that kind of case, better to go ahead and make kiddush at home. But again, this point really becomes a bit obviated now in contemporary sense, because now that we've said that there is a license to drink, and again, it's interesting, you know, by the Hasidim, you see this much more about eating prior to davening, specifically on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. So again, if you have a Mesorah for that, you can't do the Amachasid at heart thing. Right? You mean, if a person has a Mesorah for that, I'm sorry?
Not worried.
So a person has. So again, so halacha lemaisa, a person has a mesorah for that. That's the particular derech they think that's fine. But outside of Hasidic circles, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, again, shtia, coffee, tea, absolutely fine. But achil will be prohibited until after kiddush. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash Omer, Ratzchesh Baruch Lizako says, Yisrael aficha achir balam tamitzah shneamar adnechav itzman tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir.